Can I go woo woo and dance to it?
Welcome everybody, welcome to Music to Swear By, the podcast where I, Tony, invite neighbors into my house to listen to music containing profanity. Say hi!
Hi!
In the house tonight, we have, returning after the Midgets and Floaters episode, we have infamous Neighbor Jen. Neighbor Jen, say hi!
Hello!
And my lovely roommate, Neighbor Dave. Neighbor Dave, say hi!
Hello, folks.
Here we go. So, we have a phenomenon. This is a phenomenon like a natural disaster. This is a tsunami. A tsunami of alcoholic epic episodes. We have a thing in our neighborhood called the Liz Teeny.
Liz Teeny.
Neighbor Dave, describe to us what a Lizzie Teeny is.
Lizzie Teeny is a small package of what the fuck happened.
Nice.
It's a dirty martini, so we got vodka, it's Svedka vodka,
vermouth,
olive juice, and three olives.
Right, it is dirty as shit.
Vodka and vermouth.
So we are heavily under the influence of Lizzie Teeny's tonight, and we decided to podcast. So tonight we have what we're going to call the drunk cast.
All right.
I'm actually uninhibited.
I'm feeling pretty stupid.
Fuck you, Weasel Snatch. I'm uninhibited.
I'm uninhibited. You need to go to the bathroom.
So we are going to tell stories of when we have been the most uninhibited ever.
Speaking of uninhibited, I listened to the bass cast last week.
Okay.
It was actually quite good. I'm a little bit impressed by you guys.
We a little bit impressed.
Wow, that's not
Flea
bad.
Flea is
I'll take
quite
that.
Good. Flea rocks my world.
I feel that there's a butt in there.
So,
however,
oh my.
You guys, and I'm not a bass player, I am not a musician, I am only a fan, but I don't know that you sold Primus on me.
How did you not sell Primus, man?
They're fun.
Okay.
Was it the song, or was it the, have you heard much of Primus?
I've heard... Molly has a big brown beaver, and she tossed it up in the air.
Oh, my God, yeah. That's, okay, I forgot. You know, Jerry Was a Race Car Driver was, to me, their most popular song, but they had the Mama Had a Big Brown Beaver song after that.
That's right.
I sure do love this big brown beaver.
We have to admit, but the thing is, now, Neighbor Jen is she's a good 10 years behind you and I, Neighbor
Dave.
I'm a baby. She's a punk.
She's a mere ute.
Punk kid.
A ute. David and I grew up on Jerry's a Fisherman and Jerry's a Race Car Driver.
Nice try, but not quite, you fucking drunk bastard. It's Jerry Was a Race Car Driver and John the Fisherman.
Oh, there you go, yep. Whereas Neighbor Jen, your exposure to Primus was...
Molly Was a Big Brown Beaver.
Okay, yeah, sorry. And which was, unfortunately, Primus's last great swan song before they exited into the realm of... And this is a good transition.
They really disappeared off the face of the earth.
They did,
where
but
have
less...
Where have they been?
Les Claypool didn't, correct, Neighbor Dave?
Right. Primus disappeared into the oblivion... But Les Claypool kept it up. You will recognize his talents in South Park.
Yes, of course, South Park. We acknowledged last week. We've been emailed on, what's the other one he did?
He did Robot Chicken.
Yes, the great Adult Swim.
If you're a fan of
Get
Adult
a job.
Swim, Robot Chicken. That's him.
But we
but
also,
I've also
have, and we've, Dave, we've argued over this for 3 or 4 fucking days now.
And I'm telling you, man.
It's bullshit.
The theme song from Seinfeld.
Is
it's
not
Les Claypool.
It is not dirty enough to be Les Claypool.
But it's way early in his career.
He needed a paycheck. I heard
oh, really?
Les Claypool myself.
Okay, wait. It's early in his career. Do you have something to back that up, or is that speculation?
Seinfeld's been on for fucking... It's been over forever. It's been on forever.
Since the early 90s it was on.
Before Primus hit big. Before Primus developed its sound.
I'll give you a little bit of maybe on that, but boy... Remember last week when I said that Primus disgusts me a little bit in everything they do?
Yes.
Seinfeld does not fucking disgust me in the least bit.
Right, but Seinfeld predates that shit. I'm saying that it could be that he started out with Seinfeld and then moved on to Primus.
Bullshit.
All right. But, okay. But we've searched on many different blogs on the internet, and it's a mixed bag. We have no definitive proof who did it.
Definitive.
Yep. It's debatable. I mean, it's debatable. Every opinion that come out there, and there is a lot of opinions that say he did the intro to Seinfeld, right. But they're none of them are professional opinions.
Right. By the way, the vast majority of opinions say Les Claypool did it. There are some others that say this guy named John Wolfe did it.
Seriously, is it good?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
It's kind of dorky, but it is some slapping bass.
So let's get this thing back into the drunk cast. Enough of the bass cast. The bass cast is fucking history. Let's get into the drunk cast. I think the only theme tonight is let's tell stories about when we've been imbibed.
When was the first time you ever got drunk? What was that like?
Jeez, the first time.
Do you remember it?
I do remember the first time I've ever had been imbibed or have drunk. I drove, and this is unfortunate, but out in the sticks where I grew up, there was...
Your stories always start out with, well, this was unfortunate.
It was unfortunate, right. But it was unfortunate I fucked that guy in the ass. And it was unfortunate I rear-ended that car. And it was unfortunate that I hit the police officer and ran away into the weeds and got stung by a mosquito. But
it was unfortunate that she had to be there that night.
Right. Mosquitoes.
So, but no, the first time I ever drunk...
What?
The first time I ever had drunk some alcohol, I fell asleep in the garage. I didn't even make it into the house. And my dad and my sister were living at home at this point. And I remember waking up after falling asleep in the garage. Now, this is the sticks. This is the equivalent of fucking Ecuador in June, you know? This is mosquitoes up the yin-yang. I fell asleep in the garage after a night of drinking. Couldn't make it into the house. And I remember waking up in the morning as my dad and my sister left for church on Sunday morning.
Oh, that's rough.
And my dad, like, tapping me on the forehead. Tony, you better go inside. You look like shit. I had fallen asleep at, like, some a.m. in the morning and been bitten by every mosquito in the entire fucking universe of St. Francis, Minnesota.
That's what you get.
They stung my toes. They stung my ass. They stuck my yin yang. They stung my taint. They stuck my David. They stuck my neighbor Jen. I mean, I was swollen in places I don't want to talk about for a fucking week, man, by those mosquitoes.
I was swallowed.
No, I was swollen in places that I don't even want to fucking talk about.
Well, Jen.
I'm worried about his neighbor Jen at that point.
Well, Jen, doesn't that kind of like worry you that maybe he was naked when he fell asleep?
No!
What were you doing naked?
I was wearing fucking, you know, like workout shorts or some shit like that. You know?
He didn't work out in the early 90s.
Dude, I was
Nobody worked out in the early 90s. That was before Fergie came on the beat.
I'm dancing.
You were not working on your fitness.
I was working my shit in 1998.
Were you
1998.
Skinny?
I was... Wait, time out.
You were working on your fitness...
I was working my shit in 1988.
There you go. That's better.
Dude, I was 7 years old.
Dude, whatever, man. Anytime I fall asleep, I probably have my pants down. I mean, I need to masturbate before I fall asleep.
I'm sorry. It's true. I fall asleep with my pants down, too.
Really? When?
Because you were masturbating?
My pants are down 3/4 of the fucking time. Hi, my name is Jen. Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you, Jen.
My pants are down right now. Are you fucking kidding me?
When was the first time, Jen, that you got drunk?
Wait, let's hear.
Do you remember this?
My first time ever being drunk, I was drinking vodka with fucking peach schnapps.
Well, there you go. There's fucking high school with schnapps. Time out. Do adults even drink schnapps?
No.
I have never drank schnapps as an adult.
I've never drank it once as an adult.
I drank it as a teenager.
I drank it as a 17-year-old.
There you go.
Chasing my vodka.
That's it.
I was drinking my peach schnapps, chasing it with vodka. I woke up in my bed, naked, peaceful. Don't know how. It was a great night.
Yeah, actually, wow, that sounds fun. Nice. Yeah, that was gonna say that's
TGIF. Thank goodness. No repercussions.
Okay, wait a minute. Come on, elaborate on that. Are you surprised that you ended up in your own bed?
I'm happy that I ended up in my own bed.
Yeah, that's actually a happy story. Wait, what I want to know is how does this end up that you know, you just end up at home alone with your mom not knowing you're drunk.
My mom was lazy. In fact, my mom was so fucking lazy.
How lazy was she?
My mom was so lazy. I had my boyfriend over, and we had the door slightly open.
We had, you know, at my house, we had an open door rule.
We had an open door rule.
Well, you had to keep the door open if you have a...
At least 6 inches.
A girl in there, or a guy with you.
You always assumed that nobody was enforcing the rule, right?
Right. I did. I never assumed that. I always pretended like there was a parent, so my dad was staring at my ding dong.
I always assumed that somebody was enforcing the rule. And I was entertaining my guest. We were having a good time.
Entertaining mean servicing?
How were you entertaining your guest?
I was servicing my guest. Oh my god, you guys, I'm a fucking 17-year-old girl. I was fucking servicing my guest. It was awesome.
Let me just say that Neighbor Jen is of the Red Bull generation. The generation that thinks it's okay to drink 2 cans of Red Bull every fucking day instead of a can of a cup of coffee.
No!
And Neighbor Dave and I are of the generation where if your door is open, that means mom is watching. Neighbor Jen is of the generation where...
Wait.
Fuck all you guys.
Fuck you all you guys, because my mom...
Perfect.
My mom had 4 kids. She did not care what the fuck I was doing.
Because you were the fourth.
I was the fourth.
Okay, you're servicing your boyfriend, and...
And mom walks in. She slightly opens the door. Nothing beyond what she should be doing.
This is a sissy fart mom.
Mom says, "What are you doing?" I lift up my head and say, "Nothing now."
Oh!
Honestly, put it down. Do not miss a beat. She
put,
shuts.
Wait, put it down? Did
I
you just say
head
that?
Down. I put my head down. I did not miss a beat. Nothing stopped in this, "What's happening? What are you doing?" Nothing now. Cunnilingus. Dun, dun, dun.
And mom leaves the room?
She leaves the room. She's in and out like that.
My mom...
What happens after your mom leaves the room?
Do you guys hang out for another 2 hours?
Do you finish?
It's a little bit hazy from there. I don't remember anything much from lifting my head up and saying nothing now. Wait. Have you known me since you were 6? Are you choking? I'm sorry. She walked out of the room. I lifted my head up. I stopped what I was doing. There was no more cunnilingus or whatever I can't say.
Oh, that's an awesome word. Cunnilingus.
Cunnilingus.
But I don't think that applies to male oral sex. That's only female oral sex.
Is that right?
Well, that bitch
female
is hot.
Oral sex!
Female oral sex is hot.
Hey, Dave, what are you doing?
Nothing now.
You asked me.
Nothing now.
Hey, Tony, what are you doing?
Nothing now.
Nothing now.
Dude, if that were my mom, she would have kicked my ass straight out to the curb.
Have you seen my ass lately? It is not kicked out to the curb.
She would have kicked lovely wife Becca all the way out to St. Francis, man. I mean, there would have been some serious repercussions for that shit. Your mom's a sissy fart.
She is a sissy fart. And all right. Have you seen this ass?
I want to play a song. Guys, my song, House of Large Sizes. Have you ever heard of the House of Large Sizes?
It's perfect with this asses.
No, but that name intrigues me, House of Large Sizes. Yeah,
dude, I don't even know. All right, House of Large Sizes is a band that actually, when I did you guys know I used to be famous in La Crosse and Rochester? La Crosse, Wisconsin, and Rochester, Minnesota. I used to be fucking famous in southern Minnesota.
You were almost famous to me, baby.
Because I used to play in a band, and we played with House of Large Sizes. Power Trio.
You were famous because you used to play with a band called House of Large Sizes?
We were famous because we played with House of Large Sizes. That's the only reason. And all I really know of this band is Dave and Barb. Dave and Barb were married. They were a fucking couple, and they played music together, which is the coolest shit you can ever imagine ever on a Lizzie Teezy.
Okay, so House of Large Sizes. The guy had a huge cock and she had a huge clit, huh?
And they went to bed early.
Fuck you and you, okay? They were good people that played fucking kick-ass music. The most popular band to ever spawn out of Iowa, okay? House of Large Sizes. We have Lazy. Let's fucking go. Of Large Sizes. What'd you guys think? Did that sound homegrown or not?
The guy sounded like he had homegrown. A huge cock. That's all I know.
Yes. Oh, Jesus
I can't Christ. Get past the name, all right?
All right, I am four Lizzie Teenies into a four Lizzie Teeny night.
We gotta step this fucking drunk neighbor, cast up, but we're gonna finish it.
When was the first time you ever drunk?
The first time I got drunk. As Tony falls fucking head over heels.
Fine.
Let's see. The first time I got drunk was in Indiana. I went to high school in Oregon, and my buddy Connor, who's come up before, has two grandmothers who lived in Indiana.
And you got shipped out during the summer.
And we were like in middle school, so we were like 12, maybe 12, 13, something like that.
Okay.
We took a plane out to Indiana and stayed with his grandmother in Indianapolis for a couple weeks and his grandmother in Muncie, Indiana for like a couple weeks.
Fucking Muncie, man.
Muncie. Middle of fucking nowhere. Farm
hey Dave,
country.
You know I used to be famous in Muncie, Indiana.
Did you really?
Shut up.
for your large cock size. It's for your sheep fucking videos, isn't it?
Fucking good. That will make the cut no matter what.
Alright, so okay, in Muncie, Indiana, his grandmother owned this farm. She's an old lady. She had a huge collection of alcohol, and so we stole a bottle of super fine cognac.
Wow.
Like, super fancy cognac.
This is big time for 12-year-olds.
This is big time. We decided, that since we didn't know what we were doing, that one of us was going to drink half of the bottle of cognac one night, and the other one would watch them, and just make sure they were okay.
This is like the first time you do acid. You do it, and I will watch your shit to make sure you're okay.
Exactly.
Well, you guys are a couple of fags. Okay, but
well, at least we weren't fucking sheep.
Yeah, dude.
Nobody killed Ethel, right?
Nobody killed Ethel.
Okay, good.
First night, I get drunk. I drank half the bottle of cognac, and half a bottle of cognac is a lot of fucking alcohol.
So Connor goes first in guarding.
No. Yes.
You drink. Connor guards.
Yes. And it happened to be that it was an electrical storm that night. So, it was insane because we had the big picture window in the basement. Nobody watching. And
that's
just
fine.
Fucking.
Antonio Banderas and Yeah.
That's a Lizzie Teeny talking right there. is this the type of electrical storm where it lights up the sky with no sound, or is this electrical with sound?
Because
electrical with no sound and no rain.
Ooh, that's badass.
It was insane.
Yeah, that's a little trippy.
It was trippy. Basically, it started out great with the electrical storm getting hammered, and then eventually just, I'm really drunk, but it ended up puking, and Connor fucking, I'm so drunk that he had to hold my dick so I could pee.
No!
That's what Angelina Jolie is
there for. Cut. It started out great.
You should be able to pee all over yourself without any problem.
Where are you peeing where you have to have your dick holding? Because usually I'm peeing.
He didn't hold my dick, I'm just saying that.
Okay, good.
It was a bad story.
Yes.
Basically, it started out great with the electrical storm getting hammered, and then eventually just ended up with me puking like my guts out for 2 hours and then passing out.
And then that's pretty typical of a first drunk story.
Right.
Yep.
But a couple days later, the farm girl next door came over and we played Truth or Dare. And
you show me your booty and I will show you my booty.
And that ended in the barn with her tied up. I'm on one tip, he's on the other. Oh,
oh my God.
Wait, go backwards. I haven't done this to this day. What did you do in the barn?
Tied up. Okay, man, fucking A that I grew up in the backwoods of Minnesota. Fucking A that I didn't have an Aunt Ruth to go visit in Indiana.
What the fuck is the use in doing that shit at that age? Can I have it now?
And what the fuck is going to keep the cows off you at that age? I mean, seriously. My friend Scott, he had a hobby farm of sheep. Those sheep would be on our shit in an instant if we were doing that shit.
Dude, that was every 12, 13-year-old kid's wet dream.
Yeah.
It was fucking awesome.
Okay, it's this 37-year-old's wet dream at this point.
28-year-old's wet dream at this point.
Okay,
where do we pick this up?
Well,
you just fucking blew us out of the water. I mean, we were here, you blew us the fuck up here, okay? Where do we go from this, David?
Okay, let me...
Where do we go from one tit to the other?
Well, we gotta bring it back to music, right? That's the only where we can go, right?
Right tit, left tit, music. Okay, I guess it's the only natural progression.
Back to you.
Okay, what did you guys bring? Neighbor Jen, Neighbor Dave, what do you guys got?
I got a song.
I got shit.
This is from the Dan Band. Good God. Good God, Tony. Hey, do you like our new glasses, by the way?
They're sturdy.
Sorry about that, man.
They
fucked this shit up.
Hey, the glasses are sturdy. They lasted through that shit. Okay, so have you guys ever heard of a group called the Dan Band?
Yeah.
Have not.
Have you seen the movie The Wedding Singer?
Yes.
Yes! The fucker?
He's the Dan Band guy.
Okay.
Apparently, they're like a full band, and they play, like, events, right? And the guy apparently is fucking hilarious live. He sings these songs, and he puts swear words in them. And apparently they have, like, a group of guys that dance around and shit while he's singing and stuff.
Angry midget.
It sounds totally gay, but it's absolutely hilarious live, apparently. Okay, so this is the Dan Band, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Dan Band.
Together.
sing it. Come on, sing it if you guys can. Oh! Totally clear.
It's a total eclipse of the heart.
Turn around, rider. No one needs to fucking forever.
It's not to make me dizzy.
Turn around, rider.
Okay, so there's the Dan Band, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Come on, sit down, neighbor Jen. I love...
Shut up!
Join the podcast, Jen.
Come
on,
seriously. I ended up fucking bebopping my brains out to the Lizzie Teeny on the bottom of the Bible Woman Jam.
This is a fucking touching more than you forever now.
I like the Dan Band.
Do you remember? Do you recognize the song?
I have a feel... I have a feeling that that was not their own song.
Do you recognize the song? Where is it from?
That's a Heart song, right?
Heart, yeah.
I was gonna say, I don't know if it's fucking Bangles or Heart. I mean, there's
my
two,
elbows hurt.
In the 80s, there's two chick bands, Bangles and Hearts, right?
Heart,
yes. Yeah. In eighth grade, I don't remember any F words, Effenheimers being dropped in that song. Good call,
so
neighbor
that's
Dave.
That's the Dan Band. They're much better live, apparently, than that predicts, but that's a fun song.
You know, if you have the Dan Band playing at your wedding.
If I wasn't like playing, like.
Okay, look.
Sorry, I violated the snowball there.
Excuse me, Dave just violated the shit out of the snowball.
Stop touching me.
So, hey guys, have you guys ever drank in White Lightning?
Oh, I've drank in White Lightning.
Okay, you guys have all watched Dukes of Hazzard, right?
What is White Lightning?
In the Dukes of Hazzard, they call this shit moonshine. But in upper Minnesota, in the northern reaches of Minnesota and the upper regions of whatever, Wisconsin, we call this shit White Lightning.
In the fucking backwoods is what you're trying to
right,
say.
Right, exactly. I've got a grandpa who grew up. I mean, he had nothing better to do than fuck around in the upper regions of Minnesota, which is backwoods. And he was lucky enough to have a hillbilly neighbor, a bona fide backwoods, you know, Appalachians Mountain hillbilly, to teach him how to brew moonshine, White Lightning. So I have tried a little bit of moonshine, and this shit will make your penis go bald.
It makes my shit go bald. It makes me speak alien languages.
That's some good shit.
Yeah, like it's the real deal. And I don't know how the fuck they brew this stuff in the backwoods of Minnesota, but it's disturbing.
Have you seen my otter tail?
Oh wait, did you say otter tail? Because no joke, that's where Bill Dew. Okay, hey, Bill Dew, God bless you out there. Bill Dew grew this on Otter Tail Point of Leech Lake in Minnesota. Hey, everybody, Google Otter Tail Point, Minnesota.
That's where he grew it?
That's where Uncle Bill and Grandpa.
But of more interest, do you have an otter tail?
Yeah, let's hear the otter tail story.
Oh, woo! No, but I've drank my share of White Lightning. I was a new girl to the group.
So where are you when this happens?
I was camping. In the St. Croix Valley.
Ah, oh, yes.
It wasn't good.
No better place to sip your White Lightning than the St. Croix Valley.
You wouldn't want to have been responsible for getting me home.
Now, this shit
I
makes you...
I was speaking tongues.
Yeah, like, give us an example of speaking tongues.
Dirkadinande.
Give us a Dirkadinande.
Well, mutter trucks were the talk of the weekend, and I think it was something about...
What the fuck's a mutter truck? Did you say mutter truck?
Mutter truck.
No, okay.
We're the talk of the weekend.
Are you talking tongues yet?
I'm going to give you a mutter truck. Mutter trucks are fucking awesome.
From being from the backwoods. Now, David, you're not from around here, are you?
I'm not from around here.
Now, being from the backwoods of Minnesota, I know that a mutter truck is a mudding truck. A truck that you take into mud.
You get deep in the mud.
Now, what's your first opinion of a mutter truck, neighbor Jen?
They're dumb.
Neighbor Dave.
What the fuck? Wait. Why do people have these things? They're dumb. Go on your vacation. They're dumb.
Yeah, why the fuck on your vacation would you take a truck through the mud?
Because I had 3 pints of fucking White Lightning.
And by the end of 3 pints of White Lightning, what do you think of the mother truck?
They're fucking awesome.
They're the fucking mothership.
They're fucking... I've got to... Okay, direct quote. I've got to get me a fucking mother truck. I've got to get me a mother truck.
What does a mother truck do?
I don't know.
No,
it
seriously.
It gets me from point A to point B. Mud.
Yeah, right. You set up a big bog of mud, and then you drive your mudder truck across it.
You hope.
Dave,
is that
you,
it?
Neighbor
brilliant.
Dave, have you ever been to a mudder truck pull?
No.
Thank God. You are one of the chosen ones. I once hit a truck coming back from the mud runs, and I was like, we were at a stoplight in Forest Lake, Minnesota. His radio was so loud. We completely hit each other because I wasn't paying attention.
By the mud runs, that means something altogether different.
Yeah, right.
I came back from the mud, like, I was camping. Coming back from the area of the mud runs, and I was driving back home, and I was driving back. There were all these other fools around me. They were just like me, but different. He never knew what happened. I waved to him. I smiled. Nothing.
Yeah, it's going to take way more than a Mitsubishi Eclipse to affect a mudder truck.
Oh,
I mean,
this
seriously.
Is a Ford Thunderbird.
Right. Neighbor Dave, have you ever been in the backwoods? I mean, you grew up in the Ewok village of Northern California.
Ewoks are so cuddly.
But that's like a trendy, that's like an upscale hillbilly, right?
So we didn't have moonshine. The way we got our moonshine was basically...
marijuana.
Raiding our parents' liquor cabinets.
Okay.
And so there was one time where there was about 8 of us who decided we would tell each of our parents that we were staying at each other's houses.
Give us an age on this. Because you were 12 years old on the last bullshit.
This is probably like 14 years old.
Oh.
Roughly 13, 14.
By Minnesota, your hardcore standard.
Yeah.
And so each one of us like took a piece of Tupperware or something, and we went into our parents' liquor cabinet. And took like a couple inches of the vodka, a couple inches of the rum, and poured it all into one tub, right?
Mm,
all of us
yep.
did this.
Nasty.
Just nasty as ugh. Shit, right?
What do they call
jungle
that?
Jungle juice.
A WAP, right? Jungle juice.
White lightning.
Shit. White lightning.
Just crap. Crap alcohol. And my buddy Connor, his brother had a car. And so we talked his brother into driving us up to this plateau. They had these two plateaus in Southern Oregon. That looked like it was out of Arizona. They were like massive plateaus, and they would actually film like movies there. They would pan across the plateaus, and on the text it would say Arizona, you know, 1847.
Oh, really?
Something like that.
Okay.
Right.
This is out of place for your area.
Exactly. So, but this brother drove us to the North Plateau, and we hiked up. It's like an hour and a half hike up to the top of this plateau. We get up to the top of the plateau, and we camp out, and we drink this jungle juice, and someone had some pot, and we smoked it, and we just got wild, and it was nuts.
Yeah, are you on the left plateau or the right plateau?
We're on the North Plateau.
The North Plateau.
And so while we were
on
the...
Are you on a real plateau where, like, you step off and you step off?
Yes. Yeah. You step off, you are falling for fucking days.
Wow.
And Mesa Grande, like, fucking the big...
It is a big fucking plateau.
Neighbor Jen, it's the North
pictures.
Fucking Plateau!
There's, like, sheer cliffs. This brother who drove us up there, when he got home, he got grilled by his parents. Basically, the parents said, where the fuck are our kids? We found out they're not staying in each other's parents' house, and he gave us up. But he told them the wrong plateau. He said, I took them up to the plateau. They're on the South Plateau. And so this turned out
to... But wait. You're on the...
We're on the North Plateau.
Yeah!
He told them the South Plateau, and this turned out to be the coldest night of the year in Oregon.
Okay.
The coldest night of the year, so everybody was freaking out. All of our parents are up, hiking up to the South Plateau, searching this plateau all night long. And we are on the other plateau just snockered.
Right? On the schnapps and the vodka and the wop.
And so we wake up in the morning, you know, we finally get our shit together and start climbing down. And we're climbing down the trail, and we could see it miles before we get there. All of our parents' cars in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
When we get to the bottom.
Yep.
You want to see fucking elk, you want
to
see
waiting to pick
moose.
Your shit up.
Yep.
So what are the first words out of your parents' mouth at this point?
Get the fuck in the car.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah. I went through a similar instance where I disappeared for a 24-hour period with my mother's car.
Right.
And my dad didn't say shit to me for 36 hours after that.
Sounds like your dad knows my mom.
So you, did you like basically steal your parents' car?
Yeah, I did. Yes.
Yeah, I did that too.
I said I'll be gone for 15 minutes. I'm just gonna go get some milk and cookies. Disappeared.
Well, I did that too with my mom's car on my mom's first date with her now husband.
Oh, that's sick. Let's hear some. There's some disturbing shit here.
The very first date my mom had with her husband now. They've been married for like 15 years.
And you are cognizant of this date.
Oh yes, it was the very first date they ever had, and of course Connor was spending the night with me. So me and Connor stole the car. We found the keys, and as soon as they were out of the house, we took the car out and drove it around the block, and I totaled the car.
Oh, really?
Totaled it.
How did you total it?
Well, okay, so we're still basically in the neighborhood, and we're driving down a straight stretch, going like 45 miles an hour, and the next turn to the left is to home. And if you keep going straight, you're going further out.
Okay.
And I basically decided that was enough. I'm going to turn and go home and park the car. But I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I didn't know how to drive at this time. I did not have a license or a permit or anything.
How old?
14, 15, something like that.
You're justified in not being experienced to drive at 14 years old.
Right. And by the way, I'm driving a stick, and one of my arms is in a sling because I've hurt my arm. Okay.
Because Connor told you to jump off some shit.
I don't know. I heard of playing basketball or something.
I blame everything on Connor.
You should. Connor's a fuck.
Connor, you fuck.
Okay, so I start turning toward home, and I think what happened is my foot was on the brake and the gas pedal at the same time. So I'm starting to skid, I'm not slowing down.
You had the old Toyota syndrome.
We get kind of halfway through the turn, and I'm just skidding, and I skid right into the curb where there's a drain ditch and a metal gate.
Oh, yeah.
And the car hits the metal gate and goes boom, boom. And the whole alignment got pushed back like a foot.
Wow.
Total car.
Like you detangled the front wheels from their,
yes,
from their cranium.
The whole alignment of the car got pushed back a foot from where it should be.
Nice.
It was total.
And you and Connor walked the fuck away from this.
Oh yeah, nobody was hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walked to Connor's house after this.
But we got back to the house, and it was like 5 hours later that my mom got home from her first date. I had to sit there for 5 hours just freaking out that I totaled the car and knowing that it was coming, you know.
Did you spark one up just to ease the nerves or what?
I didn't have any pot, no. This was kind of early in my pot smoking days. But I just sat there and fucking fretted for 4 hours.
Then
my mom finally came home, super dark. I was fine by the time she came home, but as soon as she came home, I worked up the tears and started going. Got the river flowing, you know. Mm-hmm. What happened? So I told her what happened. Basically, I didn't get to get my driver's license for a year.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, so I...
Through your mom or from the state?
From my mom.
Wow. She penalized your ass.
That was my penalty.
You know, I also trashed a car of my dad's. But you know what my dad did at the time in the backwoods of Minnesota?
What'd he do?
You know, I jumped this car. I was racing a snowmobile in my car. And that's what you do in the middle of January, in the middle of Minnesota. You race snowmobiles. So I decided to take my dad's Ford Fiesta and race a snowmobile. Well, you know what? Them snowmobiles can stop a lot faster than a car can. So I ended up jumping this car off of like a 25-foot snowbank. And I remember waking up with the car on its nose, with the headlights pointed straight into the ground, going, I feel really weightless at this point. And the car crashed down on its wheels like 6 or 7 degrees from flipping over. And you know who gave me a ride home, Dave?
Who?
The snowmobile guy I was racing, because I beat that motherfucker. So the snowmobile rider comes up and goes, that was the craziest shit I've ever seen. What the fuck were you thinking? This is like 9:30 at night. I get home. My dad takes the 1987 Nissan Pathfinder and comes out to drag the car out of the ditch. And I remember him saying, Tony! There's 19 feet of track missing from here. What the fuck happened? He screamed the shits out at me.
So 19 feet in the air?
I jumped this fucker over a snowbank so big, you can't even imagine. So we get home. We use a spare tire to push the car up into the garage. And he locks my shit out of the house. And I'm like, Dad, can I come in? It's cold out here. It's 11 o'clock.
He locked you out of the house?
He locked me out of the house until I fixed the fucking car. Because the car wouldn't start. He locked my shit out of the house until I fucking started it. And you know what, David, do you know what took that car out of the game?
What?
The battery had fallen out. I actually had to walk back to the crash site 2 miles away and pick the battery up. Now, do you know how much a car fucking battery weighs?
Pretty heavy.
It's fucking heavy, especially for a 19-year-old kid.
For 2 miles
in the snow? 2 miles in the snow at night. This is like 1 in the morning. I walk back. I reinstall the car battery into the 9 Ford Fiesta, and the fucker starts like a dream. I'm in the house. Golden. So, neighbor Dave, high five for trashing cars.
That's nice.
All right, what do you got to take us out of the drunk cast? Hold on a second.
Okay, we gotta acknowledge. We gotta acknowledge this. Neighbor Jenny has passed out.
Neighbor Jen has fallen asleep. Hold on, neighbor Jen. What are your first words?
None.
The Lizzie Teenies have taken over, neighbor Jen. Neighbor Dave, what are we taking this? What are we taking the drunk cast out on?
Okay, so we'll take this out with an all-time legend for being drunk. Waylon Jennings.
Now, is it Waylon or Wailing?
Waylon.
Because you are way above my musical head at this point. Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings. This is from an album called Dreaming My Dreams, and the song is Ride Me Down Easy.
All right. Hey, I like the sound of that. Guys, any you got anything to say, email us, musictoswearby@thedrunkcast.com. You want to know anything, email us at drunkcastdrunkcast.com. You want to look Dave in the eyes? Say drunkcast.com. You want to dial us? 1-900-DRUNKCAST.com. Pardon the profanity.
Away from the train. It's been a good month of Sundays. A guitar ago. I had a tall drink of yesterday's wine. Left a lot of good prints, some sheets in the wind, and satisfied women behind. Ride me down easy, Lord, ride me on down. Leave word in the dust where I lay. Say I'm easy come, easy go. Easy to love when I stay. Put snow on the mountain, raised hell on the hill. I locked horns with the devil himself. Then a rodeo bum, a son of a gun. And a hobo with stars in his crown. Ride me down easy, Lord, ride me on down. Leave word in the dust where I lay. Say I'm easy come, easy go. And easy to love when I stay. Where I lay, say I'm easy come, easy go, easy to love when I stay.
David, neighbor Dave, where did you put my keys?
These are safe in my bung hole. Yes.
There's my keys. I found my keys in David's bung hole. In Dave's bunghole,
they rung two times they rung in the bunghole of dung, in the bunghole of dung, they rung.
Dust, they must.
I'm loving the attention my bunghole's getting. And my molars are hurting because you've been banging my face.
Let's play a game of pool. Let's fucking get the fuck off.